Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 31st Psalm we hear, O Lord, Thou art my God, my times are in Thy hand. Wondrous God, You have given us the gift of time, so teach us to use it wisely. And as we look at the months ahead, help us to set aside a generous portion of each week for our families, for our deeds of service, and especially time with You, our God. Teach us to budget each day so that it may be used efficiently and be fruitful, and to this end live life as You desire it for us. In Your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holsom, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, fifth day, Wednesday, January 16th, 2013.
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it has been fully read.
The motion, as many as are dependent, it shall prevail. Say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I'm happy to introduce a new intern who's starting today, and if you please stand. He actually resides, the senator from Clay's district. His name is Drew Marine, and he'll be working here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, a senior at the University of Missouri. Glad to have him here, and...
Let's welcome the guest of the Senator from Johnson to the Missouri Senate. Further introductions. Chair has two introductions. The two young people up here with me are Sandy Patel from Mizzou, who is an intern in my office this year, and your home is?
Marshall.
My home is Marshall in Saline County. And Brian Button, native of St. Charles, who took Pam Dixon's place. Many of you may have worked with Pam for the last 2 years in my office. She went to an entrepreneurial startup, and I've got Brian Button doing a great job in her place. I ask you to welcome my guests. Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send it forward. Yeah, care to explain your resolution, sir?
Mr. President, I would request that the reading of the resolution be waived and ask that it be printed in the journal.
Shall be printed.
Thank you, Mr. President. This would allow the American Legion Auxiliary, Missouri Girl State, I know President is very familiar with this body, as is many of the members are, to use our chambers on Wednesday, June 26, 2013, for their assembly at the time. It's a great program. We've done it many years in the past, and I would encourage my colleagues to adopt this resolution, Mr. President.
The Senator His actual request is a unanimous consent request that we go to the adoption of the resolution. Does any senator object? Hearing no objection, we shall proceed. Make your motion, sir.
Mr. President, I move that the resolution be adopted.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of this resolution. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I actually have another resolution.
I know you do, Senator. Send
Thank you,
it forward.
Mr. President. I knew you knew. Mr. President, I request the reading of the resolution be waived and that be printed in the journal.
Shall be printed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this, again, is a tradition that this body has accommodated in the past. It's the Missouri Catholic Conference. They would like to utilize the Senate Chamber and Senate Hearing Room on Saturday, September 28, 2013. And as many people know, their purpose of citizen assembly and workshops, it's good for the heart and soul of the citizens of Missouri. And I would also seek unanimous consent to the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking this resolution up for adoption.
Does any senator object? Hearing none, that is how we shall proceed. Your motion?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the resolution now be adopted.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, close. You're recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
Closes on adoption of the motion. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three resolutions. Would like to send them forward and ask that they be referred to rules.
Send
I have
your resolutions
one,
forward.
One at a time. I'd like to do them one at a time.
One at a time. The first resolution.
I'm looking at Terry.
Shall be referred to the Rules Committee. Shall be printed in the journal. Send your second one forward, sir. This shall be printed in the journal as well, and your third. Senator, do you have explanations for one or all three?
They're proposed rule changes to the Senate rules, and just ask that they be sent to rules. No?
First, we're printing them in the journal, and then you can make a motion on that. Yeah. Next legislative day, Senator.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson. Hey, Todd. You're not the guy anymore. Where's Dusty? Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Send your bill forward. Was it just one bill, Senator?
I have two bills, Mr.
Two bills.
President.
Read the first bill.
Okay. Senate Bill Number 160, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the treatment of eating disorders.
Senator?
That's a bill dealing with the act of treating of eating disorders. I have another bill.
Care to explain your bill?
I
thought you had sent it forward.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I only sent one at a time. I do have a second bill.
Send the new bill forward. Read
Thank you,
the
Mr.
bill.
President.
Senate Bill Number 161, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to an actuarial analysis to study the cost impact of mandating health insurance coverage for eating disorders.
Senator.
Great bill. Self-explanatory. Thank you.
Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill when it arrives at the dais.
Senate Bill number 162, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to criminal procedure.
Senator.
It merely implements some of the recommendations of the ABA last year, Mr. President. Also, Mr. President.
Senator from the 4th.
I would like to seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
The senator from the 4th is seeking unanimous consent to introduce a guest. Does any senator object? Seeing none, senator from the 4th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Up behind me in the upper gallery, we have Carla Mash Duncan and 37 fourth graders from the New City School in St. Louis, and I would hope for my colleagues to wish them a very welcome visit. Thank you.
Will the guests for the senator from the 4th please rise, and the Senate make them feel welcome. We are on the order of business of the introduction of bills. Senator, any senator desire to introduce bills? Senator from the 8th, please send your bill forward. Senator, is that one bill or multiple bills?
That is one bill, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read that very large bill.
Senate Bill 163, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to tax credits.
Senator from the 8th, objected.
An act relating to tax credits. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Other senators wishing to introduce legislation? Senator from the 13th was seeking recognition.
Bills to introduce.
Please send the bill forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 164, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to employee password protection.
Senator, would you like to explain the bill?
No further explanation necessary.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 165, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to the regulation of contract carriers that transport railroad employees.
Senator, would you like to introduce this bill?
President, no further explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 34th. Please send your bill forward. When it arrives at the dais, Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 166, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to non-resident entertainer income taxes.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a very important bill. There is a tax called the non-resident entertainer's income tax, and the proceeds thereof are statutorily required to be divided in a certain way, but unfortunately that division has a sunset on it, and this bill would very simply extend that sunset. Thank you, Mr. President.
We're on the order of business of introduction of bills. Senator from the 29th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill to introduce.
Please send it forward. It's a small, light day for you as a senator.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Bill number 167, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to nursing scope of practice.
Senator, would you like to explain the bill?
No explanation necessary at this time.
Thank you. Senator from the 14th?
I have six bills.
The senator from the 14th is sending forward her legislative package. When it arrives at the dais, please read the first of six bills.
Senate Bill number 168, introduced by by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the use of student assessment data.
Senator, would you like to explain the bill?
Self-explanatory.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 169, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to school district bond issuances.
Senator, would you like to explain this bill?
Self-explanatory.
Please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 170, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to participation by members of public governmental bodies in roll call votes.
Senator, would you like to explain this bill?
Self-explanatory.
Read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 171, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to charter school sponsors.
Would you like to explain this bill?
Self-explanatory.
Please read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill 172, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to workforce development.
Just explain this bill.
Self-explanatory.
Please read the sixth and final bill of the legislative package.
For the day.
Senate Joint Resolution number 13, a joint resolution offered by Senator Chappelle Nadal.
Senator, would you explain the
relating
bill?
To the city and county of St. Louis.
Senator, would you like to explain this bill?
Self-explanatory. Thank you, Mr.
Senator.
President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone is seeking recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a joint resolution.
Please send it forward.
No explanation further, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Please read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 14, introduced by Senator Schaefer et al. Joint resolution relating to the right of Missouri citizens to keep and bear arms.
Further introduction of bills. Is any senator seeking recognition? Senator from the 5th, please send the bill forward. Please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1773, introduced by Senator Nasheed. An act relating to the Board of Education of the Metropolitan School District.
Senator, would you like to explain the bill?
President.
Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 28th, seeking recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction bill.
Please send the bill forward. When it arrives at the dais, please read the bill. Is there one bill, Senator?
Yes.
Please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 174, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to the determination of what are business activities within this state.
Senator?
No explanation needed, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator from Cape.
I have a bill.
Please send the bill forward. When the bill arrives, please read the bill, Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill number 175, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to administration of abortion-inducing drugs.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
Yes, sir. This is a bill designed for the safety, health, and welfare of a patient. designed to have a physician present when administering RU486 and also requires a follow-up visit after the administration of that drug.
Thank you, Senator.
Further introduction of bills. Further introduction of bills? Seeing none. Senator from the 32nd.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business. Second reading of Senate bills.
Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 50.
Senator from the 23rd, we're on the second reading of Senate bills.
We wanted to do it without him. I think so.
Mr. President, would you please refer the Senate concurrent resolution number 2 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
It shall be referred.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 56.
Senate Bill 56, relating to inspection of meat processors.
Agriculture, food production, outdoor resources. Senate Bill 57.
Senate Bill 57, relating to the removal of weeds or trash in certain cities.
Agriculture, food production, outdoor resources. Senate Bill 58.
Senate Bill 58, relating to the passage of ordinances in the city of Farmington.
Financial governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 59.
Senate Bill 59, relating to the regulation of insurance.
Small business, insurance, and industry. Senate Bill 60.
Senate Bill 60, relating to reinsurance.
Small business, insurance, and industry. Senate Bill 61.
Senate Bill 61, relating to requiring the state auditor to report on the costs of administering the death penalty.
Government accountability and fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 62.
Senate Bill 62, relating to seatbelts.
Transportation infrastructure. Senate Bill 63.
Senate Bill 63, relating to taxation.
Jobs, economic development, local government. Senate Bill 64.
Senate Bill 64, relating to the evidentiary standard for proving non-economic damages in medical malpractice cases.
Judiciary, civil, criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 65.
Senate Bill 65, relating to the state auditor's office responsibilities, duties, and enforcement.
Financial government organizations and elections. Senate Bill 66.
Senate Bill 66, relating to the repeal of certain committees.
Government accountability, fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 67.
Senate Bill 67, relating to the references to higher education statutes that were previously repealed.
Education, Senate Bill 68.
Senate Bill 68, relating to prevailing wage determinations for third-class counties.
Small business insurance and industry. Senate Bill 69.
Senate Bill 69, relating to administrative child support decisions.
Seniors, families, and pensions. Senate Bill 70.
Senate Bill 70, relating to Missouri Ethics Commission operations and procedures.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 71.
Senate Bill 71, relating to labor organizations.
Governmental accountability and fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 72.
Senate Bill 72, relating to the designation of Motorcycle Awareness Month.
General laws. Senate Bill 73.
Senate Bill 73, relating to the prohibition of establishing roadside checkpoint patterns based on vehicle types.
Transportation infrastructure. Senate Bill 74.
Senate Bill 74, relating to disaster areas.
Jobs, economic development, and local government. Senate Bill 75.
Senate Bill 75, relating to safety in public elementary and secondary schools.
General laws. Senate Bill 76.
Senate Bill 76, relating to labor organizations.
Small business, insurance, and industry. Senate Bill 77.
Senate Bill 77, relating to neighborhood youth development programs.
Seniors, families, and pensions. Senate Bill 78.
Senate Bill 78, relating to a waiting period for General Assembly members seeking to become lobbyists.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 79.
Senate Bill 79, relating to changing the primary election date.
Financial Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 80.
Senate Bill 80, relating to the notification of license renewal for nursing home administrators.
Financial Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 81.
Senate Bill 81, relating to the recovery of attorney's fees in civil actions for the deprivation of rights.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 82.
Senate Bill 82, relating to the Lieutenant Governor.
Financial Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 83.
Senate Bill 83, relating to the delinquent property taxes.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, Senate Bill 84.
Senate Bill 84, relating to the conscious rights of all individuals who provide medical services.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 85.
Senate Bill 85, relating to utilities in third-class cities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 86.
Senate Bill 86, relating to benefit changes to retirement plans.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 87.
Senate Bill 87, relating to breastfeeding.
Veterans and Health, Senate Bill 88.
Senate Bill 88, relating to medical records.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 89.
Senate Bill 89, relating to nursing home districts.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 90.
Senate Bill 90, relating to terms for councilmen in third-class cities.
Jobs, Economic Development, Local Government, Senate Bill 91.
Senate Bill 91, relating to tax credits for investors.
Jobs, Economic Development, Local Government, Senate Bill 92.
Senate Bill 92, relating to limiting financial contributions to support campaigns for certain public offices.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, Senate Bill 93.
Senate Bill 93, relating to encouraging investment in science and technology.
Jobs, Economic Development, Local Government, Senate Bill 94.
Senate Bill 94, relating to voting in advance of an election.
Financial Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 95.
Senate Bill 95, relating to voluntary pre-kindergarten.
Education, Senate Bill 96.
Senate Bill 96, relating to discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 97.
Senate Bill 97, relating to the Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement.
General Laws, Senate Bill 98.
Senate Bill 98, relating to animal shelter fees.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 99.
Senate Bill 99, relating to public administrators.
Jobs, Economic Development, Local Government, Senate Bill 100.
Senate Bill 100, relating to the exemption from attachment and execution of a person's interest in inherited retirement accounts and health savings plans.
Veterans Affairs and Health.
Senator from the 32nd.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of announcement. And Mr. President, recognize me for announcement, please.
We're on the order of business of announcements. Seeing no objection, Senator from the 32nd.
The Republicans will meet in the Senate lounge after adjournment.
Further announcements.
Mr. Senator, President.
Senator from Boone.
And Mr. President, I would never expect you to call on me if I did not verbally seek your recognition.
That is the rule of the Senate.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm glad you recognize me. I have an announcement. Next week, January 22nd at 12:30, the Appropriations Committee will start their public hearings. We will, depending on the number of requests we get, we'll work what agencies we take first and in what order. So I ask everybody, if they're interested in a specific agency, to look at the posting and make sure. But we will start those next week on the 22nd. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. Further announcements? Senator from the 32nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Tuesday, January 22nd, 2013.
You've heard the motion put forward by the Senator from the 32nd. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned.